I'm Nicole Sweeney here getting you through a great Thursday midday. And if you can believe it, tomorrow it is Friday Jazz at the High Museum of Art. It seems like every third Friday comes around before I know it, but that's okay because we have so much fun there. And tomorrow night, they're going to be open until 12 o'clock midnight. That's right. That's for all my late party goers. Make sure that you're there. And it's a double feature. Matter of fact, I've got some of these great folks here with me. Let me let them tell you about the great time that we're going to have tomorrow. It is my pleasure to introduce, let me make sure I got my mics right. We have Mr. Steve Dance and Willie Ziavino here. Good afternoon, fellas. It's a full house over there in the jazz kitchen. We're about to heat it up. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Nicole?
Doing very, very wonderful.
Hello, Nicole.
Willie, how you doing?
Very good, very good. Thanks for inviting us.
So good to have you here. You're enjoying Atlanta?
Oh, yes. That's, I love it. I live here.
You're here. All right. Well, we're going to get to you in just a minute. And, of course, we have Marcy here from the High Museum of Art. She's going to bring it all together and tell you all why, of course, you need to be there. But, Steve, didn't we just have you here? They asked you back?
Just yesterday, it seems like. It was November, but it seems like yesterday.
Was it November?
Yeah.
2012? I'm finally in 2013, so I got to get it together. But we had so much fun with you in November, I tell you. Such great energy. We were grooving. Let's talk about what we got going on for tomorrow. They brought you back with the double feature. How about that?
I know. First time, pleasure of having a double bill. It's two for the price of one.
Isn't that something?
Plus Frida and Diego.
Frida's performing? Frida and Diego. That wonderful exhibition. But let's talk about you, my friend. What have you got going on tomorrow? Are we going to have the same wonderful crew that you bring each and every time?
It will be virtually the same. A couple new faces. One will be a very new face for me. Karen Green will be joining us. Taking the place of Sam Skelton. Of course, nobody can take the place of Sam Skelton, but Karen's going to come in and do a fabulous job, one of Atlanta's premier reed players, saxophone players. She'll play tenor and soprano. Yes. And we'll have a dear friend, drummer, Dwayne Holloway, who I've played with for a number of years, but never at the High, will be with us tomorrow. And then the usual cast of characters, Deb Hudson and Kofi McDonald and the inimitable Carl Lindbergh.
Nice. So is this right? You're bringing some female energy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Nicole and Marcy can't do it all.
That's right.
You know?
It's about time.
Yeah,
good
I know.
Move, Steve. I have to say, very, very good move. So you already know, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be there. But of course, I got to get over here to my wonderful guest. Can you see me, Willie? The folks can't even see us, but
yeah, I can see you.
How you doing? Good afternoon. Let's talk a little bit about you, and let's start from the top. Where are you from?
I'm from Ecuador, Guayaquil, Ecuador.
Ecuador. One of my bestest friends is from Ecuador. Wonderful people
it's
from there.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, and how long have you been in Atlanta?
Around 13 years.
13 years? Let's talk about this instrument of yours that you play. How did you get started?
Well, I started with messing with music like since I was 4 or 5 years old. Mm. Family, musicians, family, you know. And then I lived for a short period of time on Cuba. Mm. I was just talking about that here.
Nice.
And then I came to the States and I started playing in some venues here and one thing was bringing another one, and then we just had the band and started playing the guitar.
All right. Now, I want to take you to Ecuador. Talk about growing up there, some of the influences. You said family, but what were some of the other types of music that you got a chance to experience there?
Well, I'm from the coast in Ecuador, so it's all everything that make you dance is a big influence. We got a lot of Latin rhythms, but, you know, there's a... It's a mixture. You got salsa, you got son, you got cumbias, merengues. But also you have a big influence of, you know, jazz and blues. And my father is a trumpet player.
Oh, so. Right.
And I used to hear a lot of Glenn Miller, Tijuana Taxi things. And it was a beautiful music. So it's kind of a mix. And And then we got also other rhythms from South America that just make a whole big soup.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about, a gumbo of music.
It's a combo.
Yeah, that's how music really should be enjoyed. And I really enjoy talking to people who, you know, my family is not from the States. So it's always nice to talk to somebody else because that musical influence, when we talk to one another, we find we've been through the same musical path. We're really not that much different. So the music really brings us all together, right, Willie?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's actually at the end, your identity started knocking on the door and just coming out. But you have your identity with some different colors that you get in your path. Yeah. And that's probably what is going to be at the end, the essence of a musician, you know?
That's right. Now you're going to be bringing all of those vibes tomorrow. What can we
expect? Oh, yeah. Well, let me talk a little bit about my band. We have a Brazilian player. He's a bass player, Elder Zanella. Amazing bass player. We have Kevin High. He's here from Atlanta. He's our trombone player. Juan Bonini. He's from Panama. He's our percussionist. And we have Jose Bambam. Ramirez, he's from Puerto Rico. He's our drum player. I mean, we got a soup there with a lot of influence because everybody plays the songs the way they feel it, and that's kind of I guess the most important thing that you can perceive in our band, that everybody plays the way they like it, and obviously it's gonna be something different.
Yeah,
it's pretty exciting too. Every time I play with these guys, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm already excited. We're talking about soup. I'm musically starving for tomorrow. I'm already ready. Marcy, are you ready? 5 to midnight. Now let's talk about why you all decided to extend these hours here at the High Museum tomorrow.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, we do it every third Friday of the month, but this month is extra special because it's actually the last opportunity to come to Friday Jazz and also see our Frida and Diego exhibition, which, if anyone out there listening has seen it, it's an amazing exhibition. It features more than 120 works by, you know, two of Mexico's most famous artists and who were also husband and wife. So we decided to do an extra special Friday Jazz, extend the hours, give people even more time to enjoy the exhibition, enjoy the music, get some food and drink. So it's going to be a great time tomorrow.
That's right. I'm even hanging out extra late, and it's going to be so much fun. Once again, this is the last chance during Friday Jazz for folks to come see Frida and Diego, and this is an exhibit that I tell you worldwide people are just so excited about. So, ladies and gentlemen, log on to high.org for more information. But some of you already have your lawn chairs probably outside lined up to get a seat. Marcy's laughing because she knows that I'm right. We have so many faithful patrons, I think, of the High Museum. It's always a wonderful time. Now, I already know how Steve goes, but now with Willie, I can tell you we're going to need some room from dancing, Marcy. Can we take care of that tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. I think that's definitely on the agenda.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you all so, so very much for spending some time with me. Willie, you're not done with me just yet. Tomorrow we're going to be hanging out. Is that okay with you?
That's excellent.
All right.
I'm counting with that.
All right. And how about you, Steve? You know you can't get rid of me, so.
I look forward to seeing you mañana.
Mañana. That is right. And Marcy, of course, thank you so much for stopping by and also just helping to coordinate some of the great things over there at the High Museum of Art. All right.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
No problem. 1:47, that's your time. We got a little more time for some wonderful music, so we're going to jump right back into it. But once again, 5 to midnight, extended hours for Friday Jazz at the High. Log on to high.org for more information. As we head back into the music, Willie's got me excited about tomorrow, and so does Steve, because he likes this Latin flair. So here's Conrad Herwig from the album The Latin Side of Herbie Hancock. This is Watermelon Man on the Jazz of the City.